You are listening to the one and only Visionaries Wrestling Network, envisioning excellence and providing your perfect podcast experience.
Hey guys, welcome back to the Matt Attack 4, slightly delayed edition for the Elimination Chamber Prediction Show. Apologies, the Queen of Any couldn't make it for this episode, but she will be back soon. However, I am rejoined, as always, by my co-host, Conrad Newton. Welcome back, buddy.
Thanks for consistently having me back, Matt. Second time in a week and a bit, I think.
It is. It is, and this one at least is going to be a proper prediction show. So, but it's good to have you back as always. And of course, very happy to have back with us Melissa, aka the Bitch Witch. I'm not going to use the words that you currently have as your Twitter handle because that is, yeah, no. Anyway, how are you, my dear?
I'm outstanding, bright eyed and bushy tailed as usual.
We all know that's bollocks, but. But it's nice to have you back. And yes, this is the Matt Attack dropping the PG moniker. Right, okay, so we're going to get cracking straight away because we've got busy lives and Elimination Chamber at time of recording is literally less than 30 hours away. So let's get cracking with what we think will be the pre-show match, which is probably going to be, for the umpteenth time, Andrade versus Humberto Carrillo for the US Championship. And we're going to start with Melissa, as she's our guest.
Honestly, it's probably going to be Andrade. Like, I don't even have any sort of, like, argument about it. It's going to be Andrade. He's, you know, he's sticking it to Charlotte, and that's just is what it is.
Can I say, I've dropped the PG moniker literally for 5 minutes and she's already gone with the sex stuff. That's fantastic. I love you so much, Melissa. Fantastic. Okay, Conrad, are you going to jump on the Andrade bandwagon?
It's for the title, isn't it?
It is.
This match. Good. I think because when Andrade got suspended, they didn't strip him of the title, which was a bit weird. Hmm. But I feel that now they're going to keep it on Andrade because they didn't take it off him then, so it makes no sense to take it off him now. I did originally have Humberto because I was thinking that if Angel Garza stays on Raw, then you can have the sort of like family cousin fight match, whatever. But I think because I think Paul Heyman likes Andrade more and think he's building Andrade up more. So I think that we'll see him have a slightly longer reign with the US title. So, yeah, that's basically the only reason I've got.
Okay. I've got Humberto Carrillo to win the match, but not the championship. I've got a feeling that he's due a win over Andrade. And as you say, Andrade keeping the title makes sense. But Carrillo could do getting a win over him, to be fair. So winning by DQ or count out, that's what I've got Carrillo winning at. This is going to go to Mania, and I liked the original plans with a fatal four-way with Varga, Carrillo, Andrade, and Mysterio. Had to see if it actually pans out that way, but I don't think anyone will complain about that as a fatal four-way at WrestleMania for the US title.
No, I don't think there'd be many complaints about a match like that.
It'd be fun. It could steal the show. It could quite easily.
Arguably, depending on how many high spots they let the guys do.
And the ironic thing it would be is there's not a single American in that match. Right.
And that's fine. And that's fine.
It's absolutely fine. Absolutely. Right. Okay. We're going to go to the main card now. We're going to go to Braun Strowman versus Shinsuke Nakamura, Sami Zayn, and Cesaro for the Intercontinental Championship. Conrad, I'm going to start with you.
Oh, no. This match. match, it makes me so angry. Like, just because the stipulation makes no sense. And it is so, you can smell it from a mile off that Braun is absolutely 100% keeping that in the Continental title. I feel that they could have done more with it if it was like a gauntlet thing. So at least then you could have had like Nakamura, Cesaro and Zayn all, they've kind of got something to walk away from the match with rather than just being like all completely destroyed and being made to look like jobbers, which, well, at the minute they kind of are, which is awful to see considering the talent of all three. But yeah, Strowman's going to look like a big, strong, beefy lad, like he normally does. He's going to probably do that outside running the shoulder bump thing that he does. A couple of crowd pops with that, a couple of power slams. I can see Nakamura taking the pin, unfortunately, as he gradually descends further and further and further down the card. So, yeah, Braun is retaining here, as much as I hate to say it.
Okay, so Braun Strowman to retain the championship for you. Melissa, are you in agreement?
Yeah, I am. I mean, there's no way that they're going to have two... I mean, Cesaro's not small, but, like, two... like smaller dudes, neither of them are going to quote unquote beat Braun Strowman. WWE's not going to pitch that. But I don't think it's going to be Shinsuke that takes the pin. I think Cesaro's going to take it, if I'm honest.
I mean, if one of them was to win the championship, who needs it more?
I honestly, if I could choose, it would be Cesaro. Like, Shinsuke doesn't belong anywhere near this mess. Shinsuke deserves to be elsewhere, so I would put it on Cesaro. Shinsuke he deserves more, honestly.
Maybe back to world title run after Mania sort of thing against probably Roman Reigns, which I'd like to see. Conrad, do you think that Cesaro needs it more as well?
I'd say Cesaro or Sammy needs it more. As Melissa said, and you said, Shinsuke needs to be away. They've proved that they've got nothing for him with the mid-card title, so I'm kind of hoping that he does well with Roman after Mania.
I've gone with Strowman as well, because even being 3-on-1, it's a no-brainer. As for where Strowman goes with the title after that, is anyone's guess, unfortunately. Right, okay. Let's go to the Raw Tag Team Championships. Street Profits versus the Mountain Up Messiah, Seth Rollins and Murphy. First of all, he's dropped that buddy bit again. He's going back to his old NXT name again, which I kind of like. Melissa, you're up first.
I'm so... The only good thing about this Monday Night Messiah shenanigans... The only good thing is that t-shirt design, because I am a shill for stained glass. That being said, they have the title right now, Seth and Murphy, don't they?
They lost them on Raw.
Oh, did they? I don't often watch SmackDown Raw. I usually just watch it, get the highlights on Twitter. I think they're going to take it back. The Street Profits aren't really taken seriously in WWE. I don't see them ever retaining a title for very, very long. I don't see them having a long-standing career in WWE. They're just a jobber tag team that they happen to have and use. I don't see their careers being fulfilled at this point in WWE much further than what they're doing now.
Okay. You've got Rollins and Murphy to take the tag titles and head to Mania toward Mania with them at least. Okay, yeah. Cool. Okay, Conrad, do you disagree?
Yeah, I think the Street Profits are retaining here. Because I'd like to see like the fact that Roland has kind of like converted people almost to like his sort of way of thinking. And like the fact that Murphy is his disciple. I think if Murphy was to take the pinfall here, and then like Roland kind of gets an order with him, and then like maybe on Raw they can set up like a short singles program that like still keeps them in the same faction, because that I think it has got quite a lot of potential to going forward. But I think that Murphy will probably ask for like forgiveness, and he'll say, and then Rollins will be like, well, if you can beat me in a singles match, then then you can kind of like stay with me and my little friend. But I think that, yeah, Street Profits are a lock. I think AOP will take them, will take the titles off them, as they should have in the first place.
Yes, we discussed that before the Matt attack, didn't we, last week, it was like, it was odd that they had the titles in the first place, and not AOP, so hopefully they will eventually get to them. Everything that Conrad just said, I fully agree with. But I think Kevin Owens is going to be what costs him, because Seth versus KO is the mania match, let's face it. So he's promised to retain the championships here. Right, let's see. Okay, a match I didn't envision happening at one point. Daniel Bryan versus Drew Gulak.
Yeah, I saw that happen.
This is intriguing, to say the least. Conrad, let's start with you.
Oh, I'm very much looking forward to this match. Give them 20 minutes and they will do absolutely extraordinary work. But with it being WWE, they'll probably have a 10-minute match and Brian will win, which is my prediction. I think that if they want to build up Drew Gulak, then Brian gets the win here, because I can't see him losing. Well, obviously, he lost to The Fiend, again. And again, I think I wrestled with it. Before the Rumble, he hadn't actually won a TV match since July, which is a bit shocking to see for someone like Daniel Bryan. But I think he goes over here, and then they have the rematch, on SmackDown. They have a rubber match at WrestleMania, where Gulak wins. But yeah, I think that Bryan takes the win here, and proves that Gulak doesn't know his weaknesses like Gulak said on SmackDown that he did. So yeah, Brian's winning, I think.
Okay, Melissa, your turn, girl.
Yeah, I'm in agreement that I think that it'll end up being a squash, and Daniel Bryan will win, and it'll be a really lackluster and leave everyone with wanting. It won't be the match that they can do. I definitely envision this to be a Daniel Bryan squashing Gulak match. Very kind of boring.
Okay. I actually have got Drew Gulak to win, but by shenanigans. So I think that he'll get frustrated and then end up with maybe even not Drew McIntyre. Drake Maverick, who was backstage when he was talking to him at the time, and maybe he will get involved and actually help Gulak pick up the victory. I don't know, but I can see I can see he's going for a bit longer, this feud, definitely, because it came out of nowhere pretty much, and I like it. I like it when things can happen, just like I don't like you talking about me like that, faith in the ring. Old school sort of stuff, you know? I like it.
I definitely like how it's come about, and I definitely like the possibilities. I just don't think that we're going to see much of that possibility come to fruition right now. I am curious if Drake will get involved during the match, because that would be kind of cute to watch little Drake trying to do things.
It would be nice, definitely. Right, speaking of nice things, a no DQ match between Aleister Black and AJ Styles. Melissa?
This is a weird pairing. Like, when I first found out about it, I was like, this is a really strange pair of men to put together. I think that because WWE constantly does it, I think that AJ Styles is going to win, but I want Aleister Black to win. You know what I mean? My final answer is AJ, but I definitely think that it's going to be a heavy hitting match. And I think there's going to be a lot of toys thrown in the ring the entire time. I think they're both going to do some amazing spots, take some really hard hits, but I think that AJ will pull it out.
Okay, AJ Styles for you. Conrad?
This was difficult. I think that Aleister Black wins, but I don't think it's going to be a clean win exactly. I can see ref bump, lights go out, or it. AJ ends up beating Aleister Black down, and then the lights go out, and then you hear the gong, and then the Undertaker's in the ring, and he probably botches a choke slam on AJ again, like he did in Saudi Arabia. And then Aleister Black kind of, as much as I don't like that direction for Black, because all of his wins on Raw were really convincing, and they put the Black Mass over really strong, I think that it'll be a kind of like weaker win. So AJ still looks like the underdog heading into the Undertaker match at WrestleMania, which he's clearly having at this point. But Aleister still has some sort of momentum heading into WrestleMania. I'm not sure if any of us know where exactly he's going to fit as the card starts shaping up. But yeah, I think he gets a win here, because he gets the win back from Raw, which I think would be quite nice.
Literally read my notes word for word. I can't add anything else to that. That's pretty much exactly what I think is going to happen. Except I half bet the Tombstone rather than the Chokeslam. That aside, Aleister Black going over here just intensifies the rivalry for AJ versus the Undertaker. It does. No one expected him to come out at Super Showdown and beat AJ with the second worst choke that he's ever done. but, you know, it's...
I forget that you guys watch that, because it's not allowed on the TV at my house.
Well, we didn't... I didn't want to watch it, but at the same time, I felt obligated to, because obviously good cop, bad cop, and everything. I had to watch the wrestling side of it. And to be fair, it wasn't a terrible show. Although we'll get onto the Goldberg stuff another time. But it's not a bad show they put on. It's just the ethics behind it. That's the problem, obviously. Right, but we'll move on to that, because this obviously is for Elimination Chamber. And we've got two chamber matches. So let's talk about the one which replaced the one to decide who was going to face the Universal Champion, which is the SmackDown Tag Team Title Elimination Chamber match. I'd go for routine, but I don't want to bore them to death. So, Conrad, who do you have to win the Elimination Chamber match for the SmackDown Tag Team Championship?
I think that Miz and Morrison get the win here, because they won them last Thursday. And I think that having them, especially after Morrison kind of came back after like 8 years or so, and he was kind of lost for a bit, and then they finally win the titles back after all that time. I feel that they need the win more than anyone, and I feel that Morrison's going to get the pin on Otis, because it's going to advance the story with Mandy. And there's a lot of conspiracy theory at the minute that Tucker was involved in the Valentine's Day shenanigans. So I think we're going to see a turn here, maybe. Or we're going to get like some sort of Titantron video that kind of advances the story there. Otis is distracted. Miz hits Skullcrushing finale. Morrison hits Starship Pain. And then you have Otis, the ultra sympathetic babyface, and then he goes after maybe Dolph Ziggler at WrestleMania, and then you have Miz and Morrison keep the titles, and they get heat because they've pinned Otis.
Okay, good answer, Conrad, to be fair, and nicely structured. You're very good at booking stuff, mate, you really are. Melissa, do you have a point of view on this one?
Conrad, if my boys lose the Elimination Chamber and don't get those championships back, I'm going to fly over there and I'm going to fight you.
He's already drew one ass kicking for me, Melissa. Do you have to give him another one?
Yes, because Otis is too pure for this world, and he deserves every title. He deserves any blonde that he wants. I love my Otis, and he will get respect, darn it.
I wouldn't be surprised. So you want Heavy Machinery to win, obviously.
Yeah.
Okay. For the benefit of the tape, I want Heavy Machinery to win. They're not going to win. Not at this stage, anyway. Because it makes sense for Otis and Ziggler to go to Mania without championships involved. It makes sense. But for everything Conrad said, Miz and Morrison, yes, they've just won the championship and everything. And they're probably going to win this chamber match. That is my pick. But I looked at it and, like, Lucha House Party, I've forgotten they were still around. Which is really bad on my part.
Oh, dude, I kind of, there, I, Lucha House Party, I feel the same way that about them that I do with Street Profits, where they're kind of just like a job team that they just have on deck to like throw at people to beat. Like, they're not really a serious, they're a great tag team and they deserve respect and they're great wrestlers, but they're just, their part in WWE are just jobbers. Like, they don't, I love them. I love their concept. I love their style. I love their wrestling ability. They just aren't utilized in WWE.
Absolutely. I mean, there's a lot of teams over the years that have been like that, unfortunately. The Dix from 2005 comes to mind.
Yep.
I'm trying to think of other people who are missing in action right now. Lars Sullivan.
I don't think he's going to come back.
I'm very glad he's on TV. I'm not his biggest fan. Conrad, you're pretty good in this sort of stuff. Any idea where he is?
No, and to be honest, I really hope he doesn't. Well, that sounds bad that he's, like, a bad person and he kind of deserves the hate. Well, he deserves a lot of the hate that he's getting, but, like, I think people say that they hope he, like, has to retire because of his injury. Like, I hope he just goes away. Like, he doesn't have to, like, retire because of injury, and if he just goes away because he's a dick.
And I kind of feel the same way about Nia Jax, to be honest.
At least Nia Jax is training. The only problem with her, really, is that she's green in the ring and she's green on the mic. Actually, there's something wrong about her. You're right. So, absolutely right, Melissa. So, we move to the final match on the card, which is probably the most pointless one of the entire night. Melissa, we're going to start with you. For the Elimination Chamber match to determine Becky Lynch's challenger for the Raw Women's Championship at WrestleMania. First of all, before you give your answer, is this pointless?
No.
Okay.
And the reason why I don't think it's pointless is not for a storyline angle, not for a wrestling angle itself, but it's not pointless because it's kind of part of like the women's revolution thing where it's you're sitting here, you're validating the female talent. So in that, it's not pointless. God, who's in that match? Is it, it's Sasha. Who else? Not Sasha. Sasha's SmackDown. Who's in the Raw one? I don't watch Raw.
The card is Natalya, Liv Morgan, Shayna Baszler, Asuka, Ruby Riott, and Sarah Logan.
Okay, it's definitely... There's a whole lot of nobodies. Oh, my.
They've repackaged Sarah Logan and Liv Morgan. Natalya, but...
It'll probably be Natalya, then, because they're not going to give it to Liv Morgan. They're not going to... Sarah Logan is a jobber. Like, she has no business on... where she's at. She should still be in NXT. Natalya or Asuka. One of those two, honestly. I'll go with Asuka. Asuka will probably win because the only two, like, quote-unquote title names in that match are really just Natalya and Asuka. And Natalya's done a lot already this year. I don't think they're going to give her a title, too.
So you're not going to go with Shayna Baszler, who's been feuding Becky Lynch for the last 3 months? If you're going to ask her, I'm writing it down.
I just don't like Shayna Baszler.
Fair enough. It's your pick. It's fine. Conrad.
Yes.
I'm going to get so much shit for that.
Conrad, go ahead, come back at her.
Shayna seems on paper like the obvious choice because I feel that, I think it is the obvious choice. So I'm going to go with Shayna Baszler. I think what they've done, I think they've chosen the competitors for this match so well. Like we all thought, like when it's first announced who was in the match, and we're like, oh, Sarah, my hair looks nothing like that Logan. That was just a bad thing on Instagram. Obviously Ruby Riott, Liv Morgan. There's a story there. I think they're going to do a triple threat match at Mania for that. Natalya and Asuka, I feel they're going to do something with those two. Possibly with Beth Phoenix being on Raw, I know she's only there for the Edge storyline, but I feel like the Divas of Doom against the Kabuki Warriors would sell because it's two legit teams for the tag titles, which I think would be quite fun. But yeah, Shayna is undeniably winning because she, for some, well, I think she's a good pick, but they turned her into a vampire in her debut, so they ruined her from the start. But I think she's going to be the one to beat Becky, and it's going to be convincing.
Did you miss that part of it, Melissa, did you?
It's fine.
The part where she bit into, if it was blood capsules, but when she bit Becky Lynch's neck and blood, and they actually put the black and white pictures all over YouTube to...
I remember seeing and listening to videos about it and thinking how absolutely just gaudy, low res of an angle it was. Like, it's just tacky. And I am surrounded by drag queens. I know tacky. Like, come on. She should have at least done, if you're going to do something tacky like that, she should have, like, done a pretend Mike Tyson and, like, bit off her earlobe. Like, come on.
Well, you know, at least she went the full way with it. She didn't, like, do it half-hearted. She put everything she had into it. But they haven't actually followed up on it much at all, really. Shayna Baszler my pick as well. I do like the ideas that have been put forward there by Conrad for the other competitors in this match. Of course, the leaked match card for WrestleMania originally did have the Kabukis versus the Leavers of Doom. So that would be a good shout, Conrad. And it would be nice to see Beth Phoenix win a championship again.
I agree, but I don't think it's going to happen. I think she's going to wrestle averagely until she retires.
But I think Kabuki Warriors have had those titles for so long now, but they rarely defend them. So, you know, if you're not going to defend them, drop them to someone who is going to defend them. But having said that, women tag titles don't really mean as much as they did this time last year when they were crowned. So... yeah, so Shayna Baszler for me as well. So that's the we've got some mixed opinions there. We should definitely have a winner, which is good. Is there anything
it probably won't be me.
Well, you never know, Melissa. You've surprised many people with your opinions in the past, and I like outspoken opinions on the matter. Tech. That's what we're all about. That's why I comment. Yeah. Right, so do you have anything else you want to discuss from the world of wrestling, guys?
Not that I can think of.
Okay, that's cool of you. And that's a lovely little baby you got there, Melissa.
He woke up from his nap just now. Say hi, Uncle Matt. Hi, Uncle Conrad. No? Okay.
Fair enough, girl. Fair enough. Right. Okay, so if you would like to give your social media information now, Melissa, let's start with you.
You sure?
Try and be as non-X-rated as you can, please.
You're no fun. My Twitter is thebitch_witch. I'm on Twitter. You'll see me getting tagged in random wrestling things. My Twitter is not predominantly wrestling, so if you enter the Thunderdome, be prepared for the Thunderdome. Yeah, that's where you'll find me.
Absolutely. She's definitely going to follow Matt Attack. I'm going to go and follow her, tell her Matt sent you, and she'll welcome you with open arms and then give a whole lot of rants at you. Don't worry about that. Okay. Conrad, where can people hit you up, buddy?
Twitter... at El Compacto Newt. Yeah, that sounds right. Should really know by now. I think Instagram's the same, but I'm taking time away from that. And I believe, Matt, we have a project that is should be on its way soon.
We do have a project in motion. It's going to be it's something which we're not ready to quite reveal just yet, but it's something we're quite excited about. Keep your eyes out for that one, guys. It's going to be something which is not a regular thing, month-to-month sort of thing, but yes, Graham, I have already told you about this, so it's not another podcast, all right?
Oh, why not? Is it a video podcast?
There is concept for a video in the future for it, but it's a podcast, but it's not another podcast, is what I'm saying.
Is it an OnlyFans podcast?
No. No, it is not an OnlyFans podcast. And God, I shouldn't know what that is at his age anyway. Right. I'm gonna wrap this one up, I think. You can find me at MattTech UK. Find me over on Good Cop Bad Cop at Good Bad Wrestle every Friday on a Vision Wrestling Network. Which you're listening to me on right now. I'd like to thank Melissa and Conrad for joining me today.
You're welcome.
No problem. Always fun.
Thank you, guys. And we'll be back for WrestleMania. We're out of here.
This is a MattTech production for the Visionaries Wrestling Network.